I am personally offended as a member of this House that this governor believes that he can take our joint session and trot us across the state. And I heard someone say that the major complaint was that by some legislators is that legislators are not getting mileage. Quite frankly, I never heard that. And I think that if there's any legislator that needs a few dollars for gas, if that's their problem, I think there's a number of us that would be willing to help them out. I mean, that's how silly I think that comment is. This is not about mileage. This is about history. This is about respect for the Ohio House of Representatives and the Ohio General Assembly. And I believe it's disrespectful that we take this opportunity and that the governor requests permission to address a joint session, and he then makes a request that we move it to some other place in this state. And quite frankly, I think as soon as you move it, it no longer becomes an address to us, setting what he believes are his priorities for this upcoming General Assembly. And it becomes a political event for the governor. And quite honestly, I think that's wrong.
You know, now Governor Kasich says the reason he wants to do this, though, is that he thinks that it makes government more accessible to ordinary Ohioans. Do you buy that?
I don't buy that at all. I believe that the governor can travel anywhere he wants. He sure found an opportunity to make government accessible when he wanted to go out and talk about his turnpike scheme. And he started up in Toledo, and he ended up in Austintown Township in Mahoning County. The governor could go make a speech anytime he wants, anywhere he wants, in this state or any part of this country. This is the state of the state. This is not, it's not about the governor. It's about the governor talking to the members of the Ohio General Assembly. It's not about Governor Kasich. It's about what the governor sees as the state of this state and in his proposals for this upcoming General Assembly. And when we move it to another part of the state, now we make it about him. It's not about him.
Now, Representative Gerberry, though, you're a Democrat, and you know that the legislature is controlled by Republicans, the same party as the governor. You're probably going to be outvoted on this. You're probably going to have to go to a state of the state and some western part of the state, as we are being told. You know, why fight it?
Just the basis, just on principle. That's it. It's principle. I really believe that there is no one in this General Assembly that respects the institution greater than Bill Batchelder. I really believe that Speaker Batchelder has been here longer than any other member. He has served 30 years plus in the Ohio General Assembly. No person has greater respect for this institution. I think this disrespects the institution. I think that's why this resolution got 52 votes 2 years ago. And I'm hopeful that it won't get 50 votes this time.